Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I came across a post online and it made me smile and also made me think. So I thought maybe I should share my feelings and my reflections on that particular post. The post itself was very simple. It mentioned that you have a choice each and every single day. And below that it said, I choose to feel blessed. I choose to feel grateful. I choose to be excited. I choose to be thankful. I choose to be happy. So reminding us of one important thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan, which is choice, which is the freedom of choice, of expression, of deciding what you want to do, what you don't want to do. And in the current situation that we are all in, whilst it has been imposed upon us, this is not something that we have chosen for ourselves. Just like the weather or earthquakes or various other natural phenomena or things that take place beyond our control, it's not our choice that these things happen, but this is the situation that we are in, that this has been imposed upon us. But even within this particular situation, it's still our choice on how we behave, on how we react, on how we see this as an opportunity and we be pessimistic, or as we see, or we can see this as an opportunity and be optimistic. It's entirely your choice. So insan always has a choice in comparison to the rest of creation. It is only insan and jinn which has that freedom, that choice. And based on that freedom of choice, you'll either be rewarded or you will be equally punished as well by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was thinking about the choices that we all make in life, and especially in the circumstances that we are all living at this living in at this moment in time. I have seen from discussing and talking to various students and friends and family members, certain people are choosing, making the choice to better themselves and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst others are being more and more neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in life there are essentially two people, and similarly in life there are two choices. So one person, for example, will wake up in the morning at 4 a.m, at 5 a.m. every single day, and they will choose to do this. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will choose to get up and leave the comfort and the warmth of their bed and to do wudu and to get up and pray their salah and remember and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will also choose to wake up their family members and get them to pray as well, because they want to protect them and guide them. They choose to do this. They also choose to sit down in the early morning and recite the beautiful and majestic Quran. This is their choice. And everybody now is home. Nobody really is going out for work or doing all of the normal hours that they used to do. Now you have this opportunity given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get up every single morning for tahajjud, to get up for fajr and to pray and to sit down and do zikr and to read the Quran and to get your family members involved. Before, the excuse used to be, our children have to get their 8-hour sleep or 10-hour sleep. They have to go to school. They can't get up for fajr. They can't do this X, Y, and Z. Or I can't get up because I'll get late. All of these excuses we used to have. But now you have the choice to continue to stay in bed, or you have the choice to get out of bed and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one person is choosing to get up, leave the comfort and the warmth of his bed, and choosing to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at fajr, and to get his family to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at fajr as well. Whereas the other person, and you may be that person or may know this particular individual, that person, just as fajr is beginning, is about to go to bed, is getting ready to go to bed, is just closing off all of his social networks, his Twitter, his Instagram, his Facebook, his WhatsApp, his Netflix, and who is browsing and watching things online, and his TV. He's just switching all of those things off because he's been up all night engaged in all of these things, rather than using the night to get rest so that he can wake up in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one chooses to wake up in the morning and to rest at night. The other chooses to stay awake at night and then to fall asleep at fajr time and not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person will choose to have a beard. This is an opportunity. Before, we used to think, if I go to work, what will people say about my beard? And they will make this observation and they will make this judgment against us. What will people say about my hijab? We have all of these excuses, but now you have the choice to have a beard. You have the choice to wear the hijab. You have a means to protect your gaze, to protect your private parts, to protect your heart, to protect your modesty, and for you to follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam within the safety, within the sanctuary and the beauty of your home. This is your choice that you can make now with this situation that we are all in. The other person will choose to shave their beard, choose to take off their hijab and want to feel attractive, want to feel like I want to send this picture and that and behave like this. This is their choice as well. But you have to ask yourself, what choice will you make? And those choices will determine your outcome in the dunya and also in the hereafter as well. One person, he's concerned about the moral decline of ethics and values and principles in life and the dangers that it presents to himself or his family or his community, and as a result of that he's instilling all of these good principles of honesty, of integrity, of being upright, of being considerate and kind and compassionate and merciful and forgiving within himself, and teaching these things on a daily basis to his family members because he's concerned about this. Whereas other people at this moment in time will be making this choice and saying, well, we should enjoy ourselves, we should go out and about. If you want to go to the park, go to the park. If you want to meet up in gangs and friends and do all of these things, let's do it. We should enjoy our lives. We only live once, right? Let's choose to waste our life or make these wrong decisions in our life. So you can see here, it's all about choice. It's all about how you view the world and how you view the circumstances that you have been placed in by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the choices that you will make in the circumstances, you will choose to either remember Allah azza wa jal or be neglectful and forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people within the homes, these Muslims, brothers and sisters, one individual is representing the awakening, the transformation, the guidance, the hidayah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, overcoming their base desires of food and gluttony and sleep and backbiting and gossip and all of these things, and liberating themselves and freeing themselves from all of these mental, these spiritual, these physical and intellectual forms of slavery, emancipating themselves and freeing themselves and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas that other individual who's wasting their days and their nights and just wasting their time and this opportunity given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see them falling away, turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rather indulging and enjoying the slavery of the dunya. So this is a choice that you will make and you are making now within your homes, and a choice that you are showing to your children, to have the TV on all day or to play around all day or to sleep all day or to stay awake all night, or you choose to teach your children the important things of discipline, of nizam, of the qudra, of the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and choosing to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is a choice within your power, within your ability. This is a choice between piety and profanity, between light and darkness, between the path of paradise and the path of Jahannam. So it comes down, as I said at the beginning, to freedom of choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to every single human being, to every single insan and jinn. And based on the freedom of choice, you'll be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll either be rewarded or you'll be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything in dunya ultimately has two possible choices. And those possible choices lead you to two possible destinations and two possible paths. So I want to share with you some verses of the Quran about choice and about this path that we have to choose, especially in this day and age, that within your homes, what choices will you make and how will you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What path will you tread upon? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds us, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Indeed, we have shown him the two paths. The two distinct and clear paths have been shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The path of Jannah and the path of Jahannam. The path of Hidayah and the path of guidance and Nur, and the path of darkness and the path of Zulumat, the path of injustice. This is clear within our lives. We know what is good, we know what is bad, we know what is right, we know what is wrong. And even within your homes now, you know what you need to do. You know what you should be doing, and you also know the things that you should not be doing as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore in the Quran reminds us, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Indeed, we have shown him the way. And now it is up to him whether he is grateful or whether he is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can choose to be optimistic in all situations and scenarios or be pessimistic. Choose to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or choose to be ungrateful. Look at the blessings that you have within your home, the roof over your head, the safety within your home. You have electricity, you have water, you have gas, you have food, you have cabinets full of food, you have access to all of the supermarkets, you have protection and safety, and you have everything available to you. It is up to you now to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be ungrateful. And if you are grateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in His blessings. If you are grateful and choose to be grateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable you to get closer to Him. And if you are truly grateful, then you will bow down and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll pray your salah on time, you'll do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll recite the Quran, and you'll encourage your family members and protect your family members and make sure that they are also grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, that choice of either being grateful or ungrateful, that choice of either choosing to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though you are now within your home and there are no real excuses. So the first path leads to success, whereas the other path, it leads to failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That by the soul and the proportion and order given to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at how I've composed you and designed you and created you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I've also inspired you and taught you that which is right and taught you that which is wrong. So intrinsically, as human beings, even children from a very, very young age, they know, they have this feeling, this sense of good and bad, of right and wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you have been inspired towards right and wrong, been shown this distinct path of right and wrong. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed, truly he has succeeded who purifies himself, who goes on that noble and clear path, and he will fail who corrupts himself. So we are at home, we have an ample opportunity to keep our bodies pure, to keep our souls pure, to keep our heart pure, to keep our eyes and ears pure, our actions pure, and to engage ourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not allow our eyes or our ears or our mouth or our nose or our heart to be corrupted by looking at things, by watching things or saying things or doing things or thinking things or believing things in our heart that will destroy that purity. So it is a choice again now within your homes, what you will watch, what you will touch, who you will contact, what you will say, how you will think, how you will behave, whether you will choose to sleep or whether you will choose to get up and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds us again, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. That shall we treat those who believe and those who do good works as those who spread corruption in the earth? So those who do good deeds and good actions are not the same as those who spread corruption on earth. Shall we treat the pious as we treat the wicked? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, those who do good deeds and those who are pious will never be treated the same way as those who are corrupt and those who are wicked. So again, two distinct paths, and a person, they get to choose in their life whether you want to do good deeds or not, whether you want to behave in the best way or not, whether you want to be pious or not, whether you want to be corrupt or whether you want to be wicked. This is entirely your choice within your home for you now to transform yourself and work on your heart and your mind and your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَمُونَ. Is he who is a believer like the one who is an evil person? They are not alike. Of course they are not alike. So not allow yourselves to go on that path that takes you towards the ma'siyah, towards the disobedience, towards the neglectfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards sin, towards anything wrong or evil, but rather be those people who are mu'mins, those people who are muhsins, those people who are content within your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It is then who knows that which has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, like the one who is blind, which basically means that the person who knows the Quran, who knows the Sunnah, who recognizes their Rabb, recognizes their deen, recognizes the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he realizes and sees the truth and he chooses to believe and follow the truth, like the one who is blind. No, so don't be blind. Don't allow your hearts to become blind, or your ears, or your mind, or your eyes to become blind. See the truth, see the reality, see the haq, and in the situation that has been imposed upon us, see the haqiqah, see the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the final verse that I want to share with you, mentions, يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. That the day when man shall remember all of the things that he strove for, i.e. all of the choices that he made during his lifetime, that day on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him of all of his choices, all of the things that he strove for, and the hellfire shall be placed in full view for him to see. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that because of your choices, you will be reminded of all of your choices, and the fire of hell will be placed in front of you for you to see. And for those who have transgressed the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who would prefer the life of the dunya, their abode will be the fire of hell. Their choices that they made in the dunya, and they preferred sleep, and they preferred the negligence, and they preferred forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they preferred not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not to read the Quran, not to encourage their family to read the Quran, to do the tasbih, to do the zikr, to do the istighfar, to remember the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, these people and their choices, their abode will be the fire of hell. And for such as those who entertained the fear of standing before their Lord, i.e. those people who are always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are mindful and aware that they were going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they restrain their souls, and they restrain their lower desires, and they restrain themselves and protected themselves, and they made the right choices, their abode will be in the garden. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Because of their choices, of them restraining their eyes and their heart and their actions and their desires, for them will be Jannah هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. This will be their abode, this will be their garden, this will be their sanctuary, this will be their place, because of the choices that they made with the time and that they were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the choices in life will determine and define your dunya, as well as determine and define your akhirah, define your grave and define your akhirah. So you have to ask yourself now, even though we are all isolated within our homes and there is a lockdown, which direction are you moving in as an individual, as a family, as a community, as a khandan? Where is your destination? Where is your path? Where is it leading you? Is it leading you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it leading you towards shaitan, towards the fire of hell? So it is your choice. So as I said at the beginning, it's the choices that we make that will determine our dunya and also our hereafter. After. We can choose to be happy, we can choose to be sad, we can choose to be optimistic or pessimistic. The choice is yours, but ultimately there's only two choices in life. The choice which will lead you towards khair and Allah and the Quran and Sunnah and the Messenger, or the choice that will take you to darkness, towards heedlessness, towards ghafla, towards sin, towards ma'asiyah, towards the shaitan, and towards the fire of hell. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to make the right choice and to wake up for fajr, to pray our salah, to do our zikr, to do our istighfar, to do our du'as, to recite the Quran, and to protect ourselves and to protect our family members, and to make sure that we all enter into the gardens of paradise. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayran.